Welcome back to the Hypnotic Radio. Hip-hop's finest hour on the radio. Today I got Angelina Jolie, guest appearance on the show. So I'm going to get to that shortly. But make sure to go on outthegutta.com and purchase my greatest hits. One of the physical copies, the 1,000 copies that I got, as soon as those 1,000 copies, they're almost sold out. So once they're done, then I want you to make sure to, and once they're completely sold out, then I'm going to actually be doing a lot. There's a lot of stuff that goes with that, you know. So once they're completely sold out, like I said before, you know, once these 1,000 copies are sold, that's it. I'll never make any more of them. So it's very important to get them. And then also make sure to get them before they're gone. And then also make sure to get the limited edition shoes and my limited edition glasses on there. And then I also have my limited edition shoes, my Nike shoes on there, and also make sure to get that Thug Life Volume 2, and then also look out for my new song coming soon called Dreamer, and it's featuring John Lennon. Look for it soon. I'm going to be dropping that single cover shortly everywhere. And then, yeah, it's going to be, and then you'll be able to get that on Out the Gutta as well. So make sure to get it. So, yep, I'm going to get to Angelina now. Let's go.
The cover of Vanity Fair. You talk about, I've never felt so exposed. How does directing make you feel so exposed?
Well, it's the writing as well. I've spent my whole life with somebody else's words in my mouth.
Yeah.
When it comes to film, and now these are my words, and it's a, I can't blame anything on the director or the final edit. It's all me, and I feel very, very responsible. It's also my, it's not my politics, but it's, because it's not a political movie, but it does have politics in it, and it is the side of politics and the side of the world that I focus on and I care about, and so it is very much me. It is the project that is the most me and where my heart is, and so it is very exposing.
And why is that? Why is it the thing that's the most closest to you and your heart and when you look at the world today?
Well, I've had the good fortune of being allowed to travel the last 10 years and to work with people in the field and to go to many different places. And I've had an education that has shaped my life. And from the first time to Cambodia to my first war zone in Sierra Leone. And I've been allowed to spend time and really, really get to know people in post-conflict situations and conflict situations. And something that I don't get to do as an actress, and I feel very lucky that they allowed me and trusted me to kind of enter this world.
It does give you a sense to see, you know, to understand what the rest of the world's like.
Yes.
And that there are people who are involved in circumstances not of their own making that have brought a huge amount of suffering.
Yes. And it's the majority of the world suffers.
Yeah.
in such
where
a
did
way.
Was there something that put you on that track of being curious and wanting to know and wanting to go for yourself and see what was happening?
Yes. When I started to travel, I started to quickly realize how much I didn't know. When I went to Cambodia, I was shocked at how much I didn't know. And then when I started to research you open your mind and you realize how much there is that is you are sheltered from, especially if you're growing up in America. You have there are wonderful news programs like your own, and there's so much, but there's a lot that's, and Bosnia is a perfect example of it. We went through years of this war really not being told what was going on. No matter how strongly the reporters were fighting to get the information out, we were not pushed and inspired in a way the American people did not understand the full gravity of what was actually happening.
And what was at stake.
And what was at stake.
And the consequences of not acting.
That's right.
The whole sense that was said, you know, history will judge badly if we do not, if we look the other way.
But we did.
But we did. Until finally we came to a realization that we had to change.
Yes. You know.
This film. So you set about to go there and to write it and write a story. You know. What was the story you wanted to write? Because you have a love story here, but you also have a broader story about a place and a time and all those emotions that are part of that.
I didn't intend on making a movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't intend on ever directing. I just sat down as kind of a meditation. I'd written journals or op-eds and thought, well, I work in film. Maybe this is a way of kind of expressing a narrative. I was very frustrated with lack of intervention. I was very frustrated to try to understand. So many people I met, I thought, oh, if we could just have gotten there sooner, this wouldn't have happened. If we could have just, what can we do? And so I wanted to write a story that would show people that as you're watching it, you're sitting there hoping for something to stop this. And you're watching all these different people, sisters and mothers, fathers, fathers and sons, children, and you're watching all these human beings you can relate to, I hope. Yeah. And you watch what happens to them over the course of these years and how decent, relatable people become people you cannot understand and some so primal and so violent and so and neighbors kill each other and people are forever damaged and how does that happen? And so I would hope it would bring out the responsibility to remember Bosnia, learn from it, and understand the importance of intervention.
Tell me the storyline.
The storyline is it starts with sisters and this couple, and it starts with Bosnia before the war. And we tried to show in a very tight period of time, but we tried to show the life of this part of the world. You know, former Yugoslavia is such an extraordinarily special part of the world, the artistry, the music, the life. So we wanted to show that. And then in a moment, the war starts. And then months later, immediately it escalated. And very quickly, people started to get pulled apart. And it was... I think what people will see in it is that the Serbian army was very, it wasn't a haphazard kind of, it was a very organized army, and it was very quickly, people were quickly divided, and there was
genocide,
and it happened systematically and quickly, and then during the course of the war, all sides took part. There are 160. One people, in the ICTY, 160 now after suicide, and they're not all Serbian. They're mostly Serbian. There are people from all sides. People, what happened to this people that lived as one? These people that intermarried. These people that loved each other and were neighbors. What happened, and what does war do to people? So it's universal. It's happening today. It's happening today around the world.
Can film, do you have some sense of what the power of film might be?
Yeah. I hope with this film that it isn't just a reminder of this time in history, but I hope also I hope people get to know this part of the world, and they get to know people from this part of the world, and they relate to them and they feel a kinship to them, because I think that's important. And film can do, I think, that. We can send strong messages. But this film in particular, I wanted people to relate and feel and care and connect. And I think these actors are so extraordinary that I think people will do that.
Many actors from the region.
All actors are from the region, and they're all from opposite sides of the conflict. And that was part of the thought behind it. I wrote the script, and I sent it to actors from Serbia, from Belgrade, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnian Serbs, Bosnian Muslims, and I thought, if I can get all of them to agree on one story, and we can all agree to do this together, then that in itself will be something. And they did, and they came together as a family, and that is so symbolic of what we all hope for the future of that region.
Since you hadn't done this, and because this is such a powerful subject, and because people understand all the pain that's been suffered there. What was your confirming or ratifying person who said when you were out there and you're swimming alone and you're in the deep end, you know, and you're trying to write a script for the first time, who said to you, this is good, keep going, keep going?
I didn't show it to anybody for a long time.
Not Brad, no.
I eventually showed it to Brad because it was sitting on my desk and it was this kind of funny project that I was working on that nobody saw.
Yes.
So I did. I sent it with him. He had to do 2 days of press in Japan, and he wrote me an email from Japan and said, I sat up and read your script, yeah. And I finished it, and it's pretty good, honey. You should,
yeah,
you know.
Should be proud.
Yeah, yeah. He said it's, you know, he was very supportive, but I don't think it crossed either one of our minds that it was then still going to become an actual film. It's still strange for me it's an actual film.
Why is that?
Because I never sat down and said, I want to be a director and I want to be a filmmaker or a writer. I didn't.
You had a story you wanted to tell.
I just had a story I wanted to tell, and I had this great excuse in making a movie was my chance to learn about a region and befriend people from the area and have this experience. So it was my great life lesson that I could have this education, mm-hmm. have this time, and I love the experience of it, and I love this cast. And I learned so much, and in the process it became a film. But I'm still very shy about being a filmmaker. That wasn't the intention.
Did you at any point say, my God, I've made a mistake, this is too in over my head? And
yeah,
and,
I did.
And how do you get up in the morning and say, no, I'm going to do another day?
Because the cast, as I said, they're from,
because they
wanted to see it happen, because they said it was important, and because they lived in. So if I felt the tension, they have to confront. They go, they take this movie back to their own countries, and they stand by it, and they have to feel that it's, so they're brave enough to try for something, then who am I not to stand with them? And they always. And I felt that they were always guiding me. If I said, I'm worried, are we getting this right? Are we balancing this right? I knew I had to ask that question every day. And every day I was worried. And every day I would make sure we were trying to find the balance, and we were trying to find the balance. And I was never sure we did. But I knew always that my intention was in the right place. And the cast said, you know, even when we had complications, and you know this region.
Yes.
So well, they said, well, you know, welcome to the region.
Exactly.
This is, there's no way you're going to skate through this without controversy and a lot of pressure and sensitivity. And this is a complicated, deeply passionate part of the world, and it's going to be heavy. Mm-hmm. But it's.
But you feel like that about several parts of the world. I mean, you feel that way about mm-hmm. Cambodia. You feel that way certainly mm-hmm. about parts of Africa. Mm-hmm. You feel that way about the United States. You know, I mean, what you have represented, and I guess your UN affiliation is part of that, is in a sense becoming a citizen of the world, becoming someone, you know, who understands that we are, in fact, one.
We are, yes.
Yeah. What is that in you, that this sense of always, you, this is, as long as I've known you, when you first sat at this table so many years ago, and the respect that we've had, it is this sense that you... There's somehow something about you that is prepared to find out on your own what some experience is about. You want to know for yourself what it's like.
I do. I think we all do. I've been so fortunate that as I said, I was able to. I had a mother that told me,
right.
You know, she loved me and encouraged me to try anything. And when I've had a chance to be able to go to these countries and travel the world, and as I said, I've been allowed in, and people who work on these issues in the field. I was very shy when I first started to go to the field. I didn't want to get anybody's way. The Doctors Without Borders, UN workers, I don't want to get anybody's way. I don't want to be. I didn't know what to do or how to find my footing.
And you want to be perceived as some movie star who's dropping in.
And I didn't want to put a negative spin on their work. I didn't want to attach. I didn't want them to be. You know, attached to somebody that then made their work seem less serious. So I was always, but they always welcomed me and taught me and educated me. And I'm so grateful for all the people, whether it be American military men or UN officials or refugees or people like yourself who were willing to talk to me and give me that education and talk to me straight and talk to me as an adult and not, you know, and allow me to to learn, and so I continue to try to learn.
I also believe, this is me being a psychologist, I also believe that who you are, this sense of adventure that you had, in the sense of you would let no one define who you were in your public or private conduct, you know, that's been an engine for you that served you well and continues to serve you well.
Thank you.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's
a wildness. It's an adventure. It's a sense of this is who I am, and I'll channel this in lots of different ways.
And maybe it's that little punk in me that still feels like you can all come against me, but I'm going to fight for what I believe is right, even if we're going to get into it, and it's going to. So yes.
Others also ask about you, and you've heard this before. How does she do it all? How does she be an actress, an international celebrity, a humanitarian, and now a filmmaker, and most importantly, a companion and a mother? How do you do all that? What's the?
I have a great partner in Brad.
Right.
And we talked a long time ago about how to balance this life and knowing the dangers of working in this field, in this business, and just the stresses of normal life anyway. But we made a decision that we would always take turns working, that we would always travel with each other, that we would never separate for months while one of us is having an experience, an adventure, and being away from the children, and the other one is sitting at home with the children. We decided the only way we're going to be able to do this with this many children, and we have the good fortune to be able to make this choice in our career, is that we stay together and we experience life together and we raise these children together. And so we're in New York together,
right.
with the children.
We're here for your movie, but the kids are here celebrating as well.
When I shot this film, I was with him when he shot Moneyball, and then it was over, and then we all moved together to shoot in the Land of Blood and Honey, and he then would bring the kids to set, and we just. So I don't do it all the time. I do some things part of the time, and the other part of the time I'm just at home being a mom. And then for 6 months or however many months I go to work, but I've got a great man who helps me and supports me and the children are part of my work.
Are your ambitions changing at all?
My ambition has always been to be of use and to feel like I'm doing the right things with my life, like most people. I think, you know, I am. I don't want to be more successful. I don't want more money. I don't want. I want my kids to be healthy, and I want to have a great family, and I want them to be great people. That's my ambition. And along the way, if I can be a part of things in life that I think are important and subject matters that I think are important, or even be a part sometimes of the solution for these big issues that concern me and. Then that's wonderful, and then that makes me feel of value. But first, I want to make sure I've got I'm raising the children right.
Do you think that you know, this is the first step in becoming what everybody calls a filmmaker? That you will find something in this process that you want to be able to, as the aforementioned Clint Eastwood is, and several other people, you know, have uniquely been able to, and it's not master this in a way that they can tell their own stories. You know, that they can become truly, you know, a filmmaker in every sense of the word. Are you heading that direction, you think?
Or
is it too early to tell about any of that?
I'm shy to even call myself a filmmaker now. I'm proud of the film, but I did this because I love this subject matter and I felt compelled to do it as a human being, not as a filmmaker. And I ended up as a filmmaker because of it. So I don't know if I'll end up feeling that compelled to tell a story in that way. And again, you'll meet some of them, as you already have, the cast. This was such an unusual situation for me. I met these actors and this family, and they pulled me through this story, and they all lived through the war. And some of them were soldiers during the war. Some of them were children during the war. They were wounded during the war. They taught me, and they led me through this, and we did this together. So it's a family that made this film. It's not me.
Back to the music.
The whole enchilada, I just hit a lick like a lollipop. Left into the bank, funny bone, that's a lot of guac. Racks on racks on racks, I'm back. Still fresh from yesterday, more licks on the way. My girl just licked away, I put kids on her face. Mr. Duncan Hines, I put icing on the cake. Plotting half the day, how I'm about to get this mat today. Hot and scorching, falling in, I'm Jordan. Haters grill me like a foreman, cause I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. Hitting licks, counting chips, my kingdom is forming. The top's so lonely, I'm free from the torment.
Y que por la puta mi nombre mencione. Tú siempre viste en la mía, tranquilo. Si te lo luyan que te encanta este rabo de oro en el cuello y ahora pa' su kilo. Uy, siempre de estelar. Si no me creo preguntar en el Banco Popular. Los topos de Cruz nunca de regular. Esto es hasta alguien que uno va a jugar. Dándome pa' lo que Robbie Ortiz. Ando con los piles locos dentro le tiro a Kiss. Me acostumbré a modelo con flow de París, yeah. El más odio Donald Trump. Me afecta en el vapor, ya no fumo un plon. Lo pongo a danzar duro como Tom. Me tocan y adelanto el Armagedón.
Vamos, sigue la galáctica. Tú tienes la práctica. Y un bachillerato en esto, así que ponlo en práctica. Galáctico, después tu chat de gen y tan media pica. Y rápido, se me convierte en la mujer elástica. Y rompe caliente como quien se revolve. Y bumba y va y se fa, usted se rompe. Parte la cintura como nosotros la compre. Dale, pártela, pártela. No fuimos
donde. Ballin' like I'm Jordan. 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 Ballin' like I'm Jordan.
Yo, hoy estoy aquí imaginando. Sexy baila y me deja de las ganas. Yo, hoy estoy aquí imaginando. Sexy baila y me deja con las ganas. Queda a ti esa palita. Ella es señora, no es señorita. Sexy baila y me deja con las ganas. Cómo te luces cuando lo meneas. Cuánto quisiera hacerte el amor. Enséñame lo que sabes.
fighting hard to dodge the haters. When you go hard, fire fuck sharpest razors. I hear the track, then I snap like an alligator. Everything I do is major, stack a lot of paper. I stick to the script, eyes wide, there's a lot of fakers. I'ma hit the strip with a lot of paper. Grind hard, we got them K's on us. Hypnotic in this bitch, stop playing with us. You see them bad chick in my whip, macking me up. I love my whip, topless, naked as fuck. Real life G shit, I ain't making it up. Fuck a headlock, I got this game in a Cobra Clutch.
Forever thugging on the quest to get G's, running from enemies. Ever since the days of a sea, I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink, wonder why the police don't wanna see me stacking G's. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 4-5. Beware strangers, hand on my 45, that's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know until I'm gone. From out the gutter where the jealous motherfuckers roam. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me before the penitentiary.
Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen your doubles like Noah? The rhyme flower, B.I.G. Top notch with the Glock. Check your pockets, sing your sockets. Just the way my pops taught me when I throw the drop. Check them thoroughly. The bastard might spin around and try to bury me. And dead men don't make no moves. While I'm slinging in the hood, I don't fake no moves, alright? Reminiscing on my swinger days when I drove a caddy and my bitch sported finger waves. Yeah, she had the Gucci boots, I had the Rucci suit. Oshkosh, Bagosh, Coca-Cola looking real cute. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 cop back, niggas better duck down. Face down, you know the routine, the cream, earrings. You know the drama Biggie brings, let's get it on. The harsh realities of life are taking toll. Even G's price to shake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control, I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lust my flow, but they yo. I don't trust the soul, that's all I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. A live trying to survive illegal, I'll leave you lost. Mount you on the cross, whip you like a horse. Sacrifice your life through a higher force. And I'll stomp your corpses, the Bronx of course. Recognize the accent, one of the last living, still in action. General assassin, catching any wreck, blasting any tax, smashing any chest, passing any test. Charles Manson in the flesh, any last request before you meet your maker. Make so what you reap, wake up, shaking up a storm like Anita Baker. I'll take it straight to hell and fill your heart with hate. Incarcerate your fate in Satan's fiery lake. Then I lock the gate, make no mistake, this shit is real as Joe. We follow the killer's code. When we come for you, tell me where will you go. Nowhere to run, hide or find you in silence is free. And even if you kill me, I'll still be in your fucking trick.
Breaking these bars down, I'll go slow for the spit. But when I go like the Doberman said, I still think the roof would go over your head. Peace mode, motherfuckers got to get hit with so many foul lines. You think I'm a freak throw, figured it was about time for people to eat crow. You about to get outrhymed, how could I be dethroned? I stay on my toes like a repo, a behemoth in sheep clothes. From the east coast to the west, I'm the ethos, and I'm the goat. Who the best? I don't gotta say a fucking thing, no, cause I'm seasonal. But you don't wanna hear me spit the facts, your shit is ass like a tailbone. And you're trapped in your cell phone, I'm a chicken scratch on my cell phone. I don't wanna fucking listen to you, get your ass on my nail throat. Just to get beat up by the big kids, just to let the big kids steal my big will. And I wouldn't do shit but just sit still. Now money's not a big deal, I'm rich, I wipe my ass with thick mail. Big pills, like a platypus and caterpillars, come to get the cannabis. I'm looking for the smoke, but you motherfuckers are scattering, battering everything, and I've had it with the inadequate man. I can see my dick is standing stiff as a mannequin, and I'm bringing the banana back in the fucking Havana, in the handkerchief, and I'm thinking of bringing the fucking freaking this month back, and not giving a singular fuck.
Attempt. I had his gang shook up when Dre cook up. Every thug look up. Grotta got me on chill. Eyes
bloodshot, heavy built. Lay a nigga out like Quilt. Glitter gilt, I rock for rollers. From low riders to Henny toasters. Cut off dead weight to keep my formulas kosher. Accept no imitations, straight losing the stack. And slimmest chances of Michael Jackson getting his black fans back. My reputation's like a Tech 9. Knock out the best in the circle. 3 minutes wreck time.
Got the money, I don't even want this shit cause it ain't for me. I always been myself, you don't know me. Yeah, I was so depressed, I was lonely. The man on the horse, all I had was Ralph Lauren. And I went and signed a deal for a pony. Yeah, I'm taking it back and then I'm smacking. You bitches are laughing and I'm kissing, I'm hacking. And I'm sending your body reacting. And you wonder what's happening. I'm flipping your syllables, acting. And look at some of practicing. You fucking, the fucking embarrassing. You ain't gonna be happy when I'm on top. And I'm gonna be popping. Or you gonna be dropping like birds dropping all on your conscience. So you niggas are watching. I'm spitting, slapping all on your coffin. R.I.P. you lost and you fucking sick. And your pillow talking and you dream all day. That's per year. Are you hung, niggas? Your purse here. I'm your favorite rapper's worst fear.
Hello pretenders, hello my friends. Hello to those who didn't want us to win. Hello backstabber in your cheap grin. There's more just like you that's missing.
I left my legacy hurt, fucking absurd, like a shepherd having sex with his sheep, fuck what you heard, all this talk in my ear, I got an idea, like the clerk when you're trying to buy beer. Since on the mic I'm a nightmare. Fuck it, I thought this might be a good time to put both me to rock a vibe. I got the bottle of Nyquil right here. You want to sleep me to wake. You want Slim Shady EP that's on the CD cover stuck in my mirror. I promise not to cry crocodile tears. If you end up shocked at my lyrics, Marshall is dead in the water, but not that I care. Drake said drop the boat in the dock, it's my peers. It's unanimous, you're at attention, the planet's listening, and their banana splits again, which has its advantages, but when you got nothing to say except for the hand your dick is in, and if your plans are sticking, and Jan is sick instead of matching, if your massive hand is kicking, and it's having you panic-stricken, you're tripping off a tryptophan, and tryptophan in Switzerland, just for asking to autograph a picture, then ripped it in half and ripped it at him, and kicked his ass all the way back to Michigan. But no matter how many rounds of fight is not counted, I bow and fell to the ground. I got fighter's mentality. I'll get back up and fight with it. In fact, I'm attacking up mic with it. I'll make it sound, sound like a vampire fighting it. But I have to be Dracula's sidekick, sidekick. To be back for the count.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
About being when I started losing homies, all the guys who really knew me, pain in my heart trying to turn me into the old me. I'm trying to stay the new me. I see my day once turning on me slowly. We don't even talk no more. We used to be my brody. Chase the bag, bro. She ain't gonna leave you lonely. Choose paper. I know money ain't gonna switch up on me. Money talks. I pray my money don't stutter. Stay with the stick. You iron mine. You gonna get hit with the putter. I don't trust these hoes. So I wear rubber on rubber. I got your bitch under my covers while you text her that you love her.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus
on the pain. The only thing that's real.
They say it's lonely at top, so I went and brought my people with me. The whole fam, all the homies getting jiggy with me. If we starve together, then you definitely eating with me. And make it up, you're definitely leaving with me. We grind together, shine together, how it is, homie. Seeing fakes, seeing snakes, turning on me slowly. Big love to my OGs, who ain't never stopped believing in me. Y'all keep me pushing, made me a beast. Wake up the demons in me. Cooking in the studio, trying to fuck up the summer.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
Talk about find your ways and ride it out. You thug it out, you can act hypnotic. These days you gotta show me, don't tell me about it. No, the words mean nothing, we respect that action. When you mashing for your dream, nigga never stop mashing. Sort of old fashioned, I stuck to the cold. Started early in the game, young with an old soul. Sort of old fashioned, young with an old soul. Back against the wall, stuck to the G-code. Come on!
Ego and ego, let's say that it's prone. It's never about nothing unless it's involving some paper. And if
If I can't say nothing, I'll talk to you later. The odds of a killer is nothing when spotting a faker. Outside of your building, you ordered, I squat like a waiter. I should have been this and I could have been that. I walk with the fifth and I ride with the mag. Outlaw, G-A-N-G-S-D-R. We're throwing somebody hoe inside my motherfucking car. Chill.
If you see me riding by, I'm getting to it. And anybody riding with me, they getting to it. You got a problem getting money, I can sit you through it. And I will spend too much time with hoes and bitches foolish. And Buddha needs new shoes, so I'm getting to it. Computer and these Pro Tools,
hey,
I'm getting
good.
To it.
Cash money, fast money, bitch, I'm getting to it. Hit the dealership and cop the Porsches by the deuces. Highly influenced, vision is ruined. Buy all this money, I be running through it. Jerome better 50 carats, no vegetarian. I'm so embarrassed, stupid watch, can barely carry. We talking women, bitch, I'm married. Me and the money, I keep her coming, nothing funny. She got me stunting, I'm talking with them bigger cribs. This how I live, I'm getting to it. Boy, you know a nigga gotta eat. My kids counting on they daddy, so I never sleep. That's on the G.O.D., my pistol for my enemy. That's real G, yeah.
If you see me riding by, I'm getting to it. And anybody riding with me, they getting to it. You got a problem getting money, I can sit you through it. And I will spend too much time with hoes and bitches foolish. And Buddha needs new shoes, so I'm getting to it. Computer and these Pro Tools, I'm getting to it. Money. Every day, pockets on some lumpy shit. Got hits like a 100 clips. As I murder tracks, I get the chips. I'm on the road like wheels on a whip. Fly than a mall, I'm a blimp. Yeah, you hatin', I float the ocean. Shrimp and fish, I don't smoke, but if I do, I'ma roll some lish. Top rank, I go hard, like Tyson's fist. I get to it, there's nothing to it. Hypnotic to Nike, I just do it. Can't even explain how I became this sick. All this money, how I became this rich. I'm getting to it, yeah. Man, if you see me riding by, I'm getting to it. And anybody riding with me, they getting to it.
You ain't know you want a brick. What to do, you better holler at me. I got some shit.
shit that shoot through how you saw the DVD. I gotta say to stay a nigga that look out for a nigga. It ain't no black man, it's James, it ain't no draw for a nigga. You wanna solve a hole, like nigga, I'm a heavyweight champ. You buy a hole and then it's coming with the scarf in your sack. Ain't I was 17 with a 50 block of light green funky shit. 18, my girl hit, and I moved a brick of donkey shit. Ecstasy has disappeared like G-Pack. This shit is real. Me and Titus fuck the game up with them yellow pills. Morphine and fluine, know everything I touch, it gotta go. Finna get a brick of Roman, turn BR to the end.
I'm a corner boy, I'm a corner boy, corner boy, corner boy. Give it to you however you want it, boy. Corner boy, I'm a corner boy, corner boy, corner boy. Give it to you however you want it, boy. Corner boy, corner boy, corner boy, corner boy.
My God, I'm a corner boy. I been making plays, been in corners, top dime, so the law can't smell all this marijuana. I came from the underground and made it well over grind. My down, well known it every time. I'm a corner boy and I ain't graduate with no diploma, boy, but still well known to get them 00 commas, boy. I started out with nothing, somehow made it out with some. My granny told me stay grinding and you gon' come up with some. My album,
where's my down coming from?
My album,
where's my down coming from?
Live and direct on every corner, boy.
Corner boy.
Money train all on every corner, boy.
Corner boy.
Household name on every corner, boy.
Corner boy.
Who? Mike Jones on every corner, boy.
Corner boy.
Household name on every corner, boy.
Who?
Mike Jones on every corner, boy.
I'm a corner boy. Corner boy. Corner boy. Corner boy. Give it to you however you want it, boy. Corner boy. Corner boy. Corner boy. Corner boy. Give it to you however you want it, boy.
Corner boy, corner boy, corner boy, give it to you however you want it, boy. Corner boy, corner boy, corner boy, give it to you however you want it, boy. Welcome back to the Hypnotic Show, hip hop's finest hour on the radio. I want to thank Angelina Jolie for being a guest appearance on today's show, on the Hypnotic Show. And then make sure you guys check tomorrow. Holly Berry is on the show, guest appearance. And then on Sunday for my two-hour gospel special is Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer. So you don't want to miss that. Also, make sure to look out. Soon, I'm dropping my next single, Dreamer, featuring John Lennon. You definitely do not want to miss it when I drop that single. I actually am going to be dropping the cover for it, the artwork. I'm going to be dropping it on my socials and everywhere. I'm going to be campaigning it, let people know. And then once it is done and released, then I will be putting it out there. But you definitely don't want to miss it. And then I'll let you guys know on here as well. Like I always keep you posted. So, and then also make sure to the last issue with me, my article on there with the Hypnotic Show, where we celebrated the 50 years of hip-hop. Definitely do not want to miss that. Also, hire me on Cameo. If you're trying to hire me on Cameo.com. You can hire me. Go on K9 Magazine as well to go on there and download and share the issue that me and MJ were on the cover of in July. And then also make sure to buy my Glory to God. It's on my Glory to God CD that's on my Out the Gutta website. And also get my greatest hits on there too. Get my greatest hits. Those 1,000 copies are selling fast. So once those 1,000 copies are, those physical signed copies are done, then that's it. Then I'll never sell them again. So make sure to buy them before they're gone. Same thing with all my limited edition shoes and glasses on there. took a lot of great things on that site. So make sure, outthegutter.com. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace.